Country Bob FM.
Now that's a real bell. This desktop one, you know, it's a bell, but it's getting weak. We might need to. That goes way back to the Chuck and John times.
It does. I like the town crier bell there much better. All right.
Today's Bob Almanac, and again, Almanac quiz for the Hamel Rodeo tickets later. Right now, we'll start with one of these.
Bob Almanac Rewind.
So yesterday, we talked about 1984 on that date yesterday that Carl Pohlad bought the Twins from Calvin Griffith.
Yes, we did.
And that had to be a very emotional time for Cal. Because his family had it since like the early part of the century.
Right.
And I had said that the Twins had sold for $32 million. I looked it up on Forbes. It actually sold for $44 million, according to Forbes. And then we asked what the Twins' value as a franchise is today. And Forbes magazine tells us $1.39 billion. I didn't think it was over a billion. I thought it was like $800,000, $900,000. But I must be several years. And once they built the new stadium, Target Field, the value went way up.
Sure.
But $1.39 billion. You think we could afford a bullpen that could hold on to a lead.
Especially a three-run lead.
They had a three-run lead last night. $1.39 billion. Also, I've got another rewind here, because yesterday we were talking about Kris Kristofferson and his role in A Star Is Born. And I called that version the original A Star Is Born.
Yeah,
and somebody called me out on it, because there are other ones. To me, that's the original. That's the first one I remember seeing.
1976 or so.
1976, but there were actually two before that. Janet Gaynor and Frederick March starred in 1937's version. Then about 20 years later, it was Judy Garland and James Mason. Then another 20 years or so was Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson.
And then
more than 20 years, practically more than 40 years later, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
That's right.
Been four versions of that movie, A Star Is Born. So I suppose in 20, 25, 30 years, whatever, we'll have another one.
Mm-hmm.
Who will star in that one?
I've only seen the Kris Kristofferson.
The Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper one was good.
Okay.
I think.
I heard good things.
Thursday, June 23rd, 174th day of the year, 191 left. On this date, 1868, it's our patent of the day, Christopher Latham Sholes patented the typewriter. He was the one who invented the typewriter. It wasn't Smith Corona. I thought it would have been Smith Corona.
Right.
Or Underwood typewriters.
Latham Sholes.
Yes. Typewriter, patent of the day, 1868. First lip reading tournament in America was held this day in Philadelphia.
Wow.
1926.
Are they still holding them to this day?
I don't know. I would like to know.
Yeah.
But that seems like an interesting tournament, interesting competition. How do you know if, I guess, the person is saying something, you can't hear them, and you just have to, then maybe you'll write down or say what you think they're saying, and then they'll actually tell you what they were actually saying. And they've got some kind of scale to gauge it and to score it. It'd be interesting.
Yeah. It's right after the hot dog eating competition at Coney Island. Then they do the.
I can't read lips.
I can't.
But some do it so well.
Right.
Especially people who are deaf.
There's certain sign languages I'm familiar with, but.
Yeah, you get that a lot on the road, right? When you're cutting somebody off, you're familiar with that one.
Something about, yes.
This song was the number 8 song this date in 56. You remember Nervous Norvis?
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
Oh, accident.
Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never.
It's transfusion. It's Nervous Norvis. He gets into a car accident. What does he need? Needs a transfusion.
Wow.
He needs new blood.
I've never heard that.
We had different.
And I know a lot of 50s songs, but I don't know that one.
I went to number 8. Well, I don't think it ever got played after 56. I just like the name Nervous Norvis.
Well, I do like that.
Went to number 8. We had different standards for music back then.
I guess so.
1980 here this date.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man for whom NBC canceled 3 game shows, David Letterman.
So people forget that David Letterman, before he had his late night NBC show, he had a daytime show, like on at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., depending on what time zone you were in.
That's right. We got about that.
And it had a live audience. It was very similar to his late night show. It was just daytime. And he didn't have as good a guess. We'll see if we can hear him do the intro here. David, it was just called the David Letterman Show, NBC TV Daytime. And they canceled Sail of the Century for it, which that might have been kind of sad.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. I'll just take a minute here to let you folks applauding at home settle down.
And, of course, he had his usual Letterman wit.
Yes.
1980, the state. 82. Entertainment would never be reported on the same.
Nope.
Entertainment reporting would never be the same. Because Mary Hart joined Entertainment Tonight. She took it to a different level. Known for her legs, Neil.
$1 million gams.
You know that they were insured by Lloyd's of London.
Hello,
although
everybody.
That doesn't have Mary Hart isn't in that show that I used that.
John Tesh?
I could not find the actual video of her first show. I usually like to look for that stuff and have actual, very accurate accounts of things here. But 1982. All right, if you have young, tender ears, you might not want to listen to the next couple because they're a little bit graphic. The state in 89, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to shut down the dial-a-porn industry, ruling that Congress had gone too far in passing a law banning sexually oriented material on phone message services. Basically, the Supreme Court said, yes, you have the right to spend $3.99 a minute to listen to somebody heavy breathing.
Mm.
I think the first minute is free.
Just to lure
breathing.
You in.
But then after that, it's $3.99 a minute. Right. And I think that's low on the low scale.
Oh.
That was in 89. And then 1993,
she said, I'm going to do something to him right now where he'll never do that to me again.
I pick up the knife and I went back to the bedroom. I took the sheets off and
I think we know what happens next.
Yeah.
That's Lorena Bobbitt, Neil. This was the night that Lorena Bobbitt showed off that she was, I don't know if she's like Clifton Clowers, handy with a gun and a knife.
Well.
But she was handy with the knife that particular night. She had had enough of whatever John Wayne Bobbitt was doing. I mean, the testimony said that he was very abusive.
Right.
He denies it, yeah. I think, to this day.
Yeah.
But John Bobbitt later acquitted of marital sexual assault. Lorena Bobbitt was also acquitted of the malicious wounding. That was the technical term that they gave it. Malicious wounding. And the 90s just continued to get weird. The weirdness continued.
It did.
With that story.
Yeah.
In 1993. Let's remember Ed McMahon here today.
Having trouble divining this one?
It's a Karnak.
Yeah. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Listen to Ed's laughing. That's what we're going to enjoy here. I'm pretty sure Johnny has said that bit right there on Karnak was the longest sustained length of laughter that he ever had on The Tonight Show. Sis boom ba. I'd like
good.
To know who the writer was that did Freddie DeCordova come up with that
one? Yeah, who came up with that? That was genius.
Ed McMahon died on this date 2009 at the age of 86.
One of a kind.
I still wish that he could tell me that I may already be a winner.
Right.
Because remember, he was American Family Publishers sweepstakes.
And did Star Search, and of course, with Carson. It's just.
What about that blooper show with Dick Clark?
Yeah. Hmm? Don't forget about that.
86, Ed McMahon. And he did some Alpo commercials, too.
Yes, he did.
Back in 2009, he passed away at the age of 86. In the news in 2016.
But first, some breaking news to get to tonight. As it appears, the Brexit is a go. UK broadcasters predicting that Britain has voted to leave the 28-nation European Union in a historic referendum.
Yeah, Brexit happened on this date. What it has to do with me, I don't know. But it was big news. European Union lost Britain.
Yeah, it didn't sway much for me one way or another in my life.
I was really neutral, pretty much. I was Switzerland. when it came to Brexit. And also, let's stop with the funny little combined words. Right?
Right.
The Bennifer and, right, you know, like the coupling and the Brexit and whatever else.
Right.
On this date. What was Bradgelina?
Yeah.
That was another one. 2016. And then 2018.
Images everyone hoped, but no one expected to see. 12 boys and their soccer coach found alive inside this cave in Thailand.
We're coming. It's okay.
So it all ended. It all had a happy ending. But this was the date that a group of 12 children and their coach in 2018 got trapped in a cave in Thailand, a soccer team. They rescued him 10 days later. And I knew when this happened, Neil, in 2018, I knew you didn't like soccer. But then I really knew that you disliked soccer when you said you didn't really care about because they're not a baseball team. You said,
right.
They're not a baseball team.
I don't care.
It's soccer.
You better roll the tape for that. I don't believe I said that.
Yeah, we'll go back and find it. Birthdays now today.
Right. Dugland's Law. Bury the dead. They stink up the joint.
Brian Brown, there he is in Cocktail.
Dugland's Law's ignored. The guy was always full of
Let me see that again.
Dugland's Law. Bury the dead. They stink up the joint. As for the rest of Dugland's Law's ignored. The guy was always full of But I guess you knew that already.
And, of course, he was Coughlin.
He was Coughlin.
He was the guy who was working at the TGI Fridays, gave Tom Cruise a job, and all of a sudden they're tossing bottles and mixing up cocktails in the movie Cocktail, which took the world and the country by storm.
Yeah.
They're back in 86 or 87.
They would have a couple of bartenders hired to do that shtick. It was pretty entertaining.
And what I learned on The Food That Built America, that was actually filmed at the first ever TGI Fridays.
Oh,
in New York City. The first ever, the guy who came up with the idea of that kind of a bar and restaurant, TGI Fridays, that's where they filmed that thing.
Okay.
Because it looks like a TGI Fridays. You see the awning. So Brian Brown, 75 here today. How about some music?
Just between you and me.
Singer and lead guy from April Wine.
I love it.
Miles Goodwin.
Saw him at the Medina.
74 today.
They only had a few hits. This was a monster.
Yeah, this was their biggest. There's a little guitar. Also celebrating today, he always checks his Coke can for debris. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Is 74 today. Randy Jackson, the judge on American Idol.
Put your hands together for Randy Jackson.
All right, so yo, dog, there's some good stuff and some bad stuff here. All right, here we go.
So you started and it was a little weird for me, but dude, you know what? Yeah, I like this.
Baby, he's way to start everybody's off. Dog to him.
And was he the one who said a little pitchy?
They all did that.
Oh, they all did that.
They all did that. Yeah. Pitchy, yeah.
Okay, but he was dog. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's on there anymore. I think they have a whole new slew of judges on the new American Idol. I've lost track. But Randy Jackson, not the Randy Jackson of the Jacksons.
No.
Randy Jackson, the former American Idol judge and music producer and things, 66 today.
Didn't monkey with his car there, did you?
No way.
Well, somebody shut his lights. I guess the little guy sat in there waiting for his buddy to come back.
Yeah, it would have been cold out here.
Heck yeah. You think is Dave open yet?
Dave? Well, you don't think he's mixed up in the...
Oh, no. I just want to get Norm some night crawlers.
Yeah, there she is. Frances McDormand won Academy Award for Fargo. She's won Oscars for three different movies. Fargo and then actually two. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which that's such a long title. Looks like two movies, but it's not. Frances McDormand. And, of course, then she questions Lou's police work.
Right.
With that Fargo, Minnesota accent. Frances McDormand.
Did a nice job.
Is 65.
Oh, to the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dancing until the morning light. Forget about the words on your mind.
Member of DeBarge. The leader was El DeBarge, but one of his brothers, Chico.
Chico DeBarge.
Chico DeBarge. Not Chico Santana. This is Chico DeBarge.
Not Chico and the Man.
That either, no.
Chico Marx.
56 for Chico DeBarge.
All right.
Two, three, four. Ooh.
KT Tunstall, the singer who turned this song into a hit. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. You remember this hook, right? Yeah, it's a hook. Myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talk. 47 today. How about that modern music on the almanac? It's really...
So
there's another one.
It's our day, no more.
Jason Mraz.
Oh, yeah.
It cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'm sure...
He's 45 today, and from the Big Bang Theory.
Do well me, mister. We've been worried sick. She could have been dead for all we knew. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, I just...
Sorry's not good enough. Maybe you need to take some time and think about what you've done.
She was married to Howard.
Wow.
And she could go at you when needed. That's Melissa Rauch, who played Bernadette Rostenkowski.
Sure.
On The Big Bang Theory. She's 42. And before you get into the Gons But Not Forgotten, I just want to remind people of this.
Coughlin's Law. Bury the dead. They stink up the joint.
All right. Just remember that.
That's
Neil.
Good things to think about. And remember, Almanac Quiz momentarily here. So I hope you've been paying attention. Want to send you to the Hamel Rodeo. England's King Edward the VIII. Born on this day, 1894.
Abdicate. Dance to the music. Abdicate.
But he was made Duke of Windsor after his abdicate in 1936.
What would you rather be, king or duke?
I was always a duke guy. But,
really?
You
well,
know,
of course you were, John Wayne.
Right, absolutely. I just assumed being
realize
a duke
how,
was better than a king.
How much less the pay is as a duke?
Yeah, well, that's probably true, too. So that was 1894. We were working with a really modest list today. Former Cleveland Brown and Baltimore Raven owner, he moved him and became, he was a bad guy. Art Modell, born on this day, 1925.
Wait a minute here. What about, that was a bad day yesterday for the Baltimore Ravens. They lost one of their linebackers died.
Yes.
Jalen Ferguson. And then Tony Siragusa. Goose.
Only 55
years old.
Who was
the big nose tackle and went on and did some good work on Fox as a TV commentator. That's a bad day for the Baltimore Ravens.
It certainly
yesterday.
Was. Yep. Grammy award-winning country singer, and she was married, of course, to Johnny Cash, the great June Carter, 1929.
You say you're looking for someone to pick you up each time you fall. Together flowers constantly, and to come.
It's a Bob Dylan song, Neil.
You call, and we'll love you
so
for
good.
Your life and nothing more.
Well, he and Johnny got together and wrote a little bit.
Ring of Fire.
Yes, she did.
Along with the other Mill. The other Merle.
Merle
Kilgore, wasn't it?
Yes.
Can you take credit on that, too?
Yep. Her and Merle did that one. June Carter Cash, a Grammy Award winner, and of course of the Carter family, the first
family
of country music.
Where would we be
without
the Carter Scratch?
It'd be a whole different thing.
The Carter Scratch changed everything, Neil.
29, you are correct. Olympic Hall of Famer Wilma Rudolph.
Wilma?
She was very decorated in Olympic gold and silver, three golds and a silver. Born on this day, 1930. And he was known as one of the Silver Beatles. He was the original bassist for the Beatles, but then wouldn't be a part of the Fab Four. Stuart Sutcliffe was his name. Born on his day, 1940. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Roy Drusky.
The great
classic
Roy
country.
Sure.
Yeah.
Toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a nana, toss me a peanut.
Why, how can you forget a classic like that?
You sure made a monkey out of me.
Peel me a nana, toss me a peanut. You sure made a monkey out of me.
Boy, they don't make them like
they
that,
just
thankfully,
don't. Peel
anymore.
Me a nana. Roy Drusky, 1930. Right. His birthday was actually yesterday, but your staff forgot them yesterday and today. So we're doubling down.
Well, now, today needed some help, so
yeah,
it's kind of
right.
Glad that
that's why I included it. We were busy yesterday, so and we saved Roy Drusky for today.
Gone, but not forgotten.
The Almanac Quiz, I've got the question already. And speaking of doubling down, I may have doubled down on the answer to this quiz today for the Hamel Rodeo. You can pick what day you're going, right? Either Thursday or Sunday?
Yes, July 7th right. or July 10th.
In lovely Hamel. Y'all you, come.
Y'all come.
I've done those ads before. Yeah. Let's rodeo. So
spine tingling.
Spine tingling bull riding. That's exactly what they have. Spine tingling bull riding. This is what we have here. What was Coughlin's law? Mm-hmm. What was that law? It was do something. It was a law. Coughlin's law. Coughlin's law from the movie Cocktail, because we had Brian Brown, who was Coughlin, Tom Cruise's good buddy, 75 today. What was Coughlin's law? As repeated a couple of times here on the Almanac. Mm-hmm. What's that number, Neil?
763-450-0100 is the Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Win line.
Yep, call, answer correctly. First one wins. Speaking of first ones, mm-hmm. would you like to have Drinkin' Bone?
Sure.
By Tracy Byrd. You always want to do a bone song.
Right on.
That's the other one. Clint Black, We Tell Ourselves, uh-huh. or Alabama Down Home?
Clint Black today.
Nice.
WQPM, Princeton.